Well, good morning. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Let's see if there are any Anglicans in the house. He's risen.
He's risen.
Come on, you guys are awesome. Well done. Have a seat. Looking forward to this morning. Isn't it good to be with family on Resurrection Sunday? Alex and I are here without our kids. We left them at the trailer park. It's true, we did. It's all right. I must clarify, Alex has two sisters there. But we've been up at Waiatina in the Derwent Valley, which has been absolutely amazing. We've had a wonderful time up there enjoying some Easter time together, but we headed down this morning so we could be here with our church family. So wonderful to be here this morning. Sorry, my voice has still got a bit of post-COVID in it. Anybody else got post-COVID in their voice?
Yes.
All right. So, obviously, Resurrection Sunday. I love the worship this morning and the themes of what we've been singing together. That picture, that image of a grave that is empty. And obviously, Good Friday is a time where, you know, traditionally in the church, we remember the power of the cross. We remember the cost of God Himself coming and actually subjecting Himself to all that humanity could throw at Him. And the power of the cross, the power of sacrifice, the power of God Himself saying, look, I'm gonna pay the price for all the rubbish that humanity has thrown at itself and everything else, and I'm going to deal with that. And those things, if you like, when Jesus was nailed to that cross, all those things, all of my stuff, all of your stuff, all the stuff we think about in the history of mankind, if you like, was nailed to the cross that day. Imagine the power of that. Imagine every horrible thing that you can think of is actually nailed to that cross on that day. And Jesus actually carried the weight of all that. And He died. He died under the weight of it. He died for the weight of it. But He didn't stay there. The power, the resurrection didn't happen. Everything that Jesus said about Himself wouldn't have mattered. The resurrection proved that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah. It proved that everything that He said about Himself, it proved that every scripture that had been written thousands of years before proved that He was the Christ. Good Friday, as I've said, is all about the cross. Resurrection Sunday is about an empty and a powerless grave. Yeah. And when you think about that, when you think about the grave, and that maybe that song we were just singing about the 6 feet under, obviously we relate to it in the way that we bury people. But Jesus wasn't put in a hole in the ground. He was put in a tomb, if you like, in the side of a hill, and many of you know how it went. There was a massive stone placed over the entrance to that grave, and it wasn't just the sheer size and the weight of that stone that was actually sealing that grave. It was the weight of a religious institution that said, what you're saying is messing up our religion. What you're saying is taking away our power. What you are saying means that we can't continue to control people anymore. So they rallied against Him and made sure that He was put to death for it. The power of that was keeping that stone on that grave, because the worst thing, the thing that they didn't want, was Jesus to come out of that grave. The Roman occupation of Palestine said, "We don't want any more trouble here than what we've already had. This place has always been trouble. It's hard work, and we're not going to have stories of a Messiah walking around who's coming out of that grave. So we're sealing it up. And what's more, we're putting guards there." So you had the power of a religious institution. You had the weight of expectation. You had the power of a world superpower saying, "We are not going to let you out." None of that could contain the power of the resurrection. None of that could contain the good news that was in there. None of that could actually hold Jesus in the grave. Resurrection Sunday is about the powerlessness of an empty grave. And I believe that there is, this morning, we don't have to wait as followers of Jesus. None of us actually have to wait for Easter to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, because we live in it every single day. But I believe this morning that there are people here this morning, and you're feeling the weight. You're feeling like you're contained in certain ways. You're feeling like there are things that almost rally against you and want to hold you in a place. And I'm here to say this morning that the power of all those things was broken when Jesus rose from that grave. And there is, the power of God is here this morning to actually lift that off people in this place this morning. If you're joining us online, there is the power of that empty grave is here to remove things from you. There are people that are feeling like, I'm only living half the life that I was called to live. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Well, the power of that empty grave is that cannot contain you either. And we're going to pray for people this morning. We're going to believe in the power of the resurrection to actually lift weight off people this morning. We're going to believe in the power of the resurrection to actually bring healing to people this morning. We're going to believe that the power of the resurrection means that those things will no longer contain you.
It's good.
In Matthew 28, 18 to 20, and this is Jesus speaking to his disciples after the resurrection, after all that couldn't hold him in that place. And here he is, and he's just about to go back in a physical sense and join the Father. He's about to leave the physical realm of this earth. And he says to his disciples in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, many people call this the Great Commission. He said, Jesus told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go." In other words, don't stay here. Now, the power of the resurrection, the power of an empty grave, means that you don't stay where you are. You are actually being given authority to go. Authority to go and make a difference. Authority to leave containment. Authority to actually go and tell people and engage with people about the good news of Jesus Christ. You are called to go and make disciples. Well, what's one of the biggest misnomers of Christianity? I think we just think that disciples will just come and join us.
Yeah.
Like I was praying in my living room, and the people next door came over and said, "Hey, would you disciple me? I've been noticing that you sit in your lounge room all the time, and I've noticed that you're a very prayerful person. I've noticed you watch a bit of TV too. But would you disciple me?"
Yeah.
And Jesus said, "No, no, no." He said, "Go." In other words, go to where people are. Go to where you engage with people. Go to wherever they are. You know, go to the communities, go to the pubs, go to where people gather and make disciples. Baptizing them. We had a baptism service here 2 weeks ago. It was fantastic. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Actually, we had a baptism this week at Seven Mile Beach, didn't we, Pete? That was absolutely amazing. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given them, and be sure of this, I am with you always. Listen to that word, always, even to the edge even to the edge, even to the end of the age. It's all right, I'm not a flat earther. And I will be with you always. Interesting, the moment that Jesus died, we read, and this was all about the power and the containment of religion. There was a curtain in the temple in Jerusalem, and it separated the rest of the temple, if you like, or the next section of the temple from a space called the Holy of Holies. And that was a space that the high priest only went to once a year to actually stand and intercede on behalf of the people. And he had to go through a whole lot of ritual and sort of cleansing and so forth to go to that space. And it was a bit like there was a sense of the manifest power and presence of God would actually reside in that Holy of Holies. At that moment, that curtain, it ripped in half. Nobody ripped it. Nobody went there and said, "This enough's enough." It actually ripped from the top to the bottom. God was saying, no longer. No longer will there be a separation of presence. No longer will you have to come to a place. No longer. It is actually open. And the presence of God is with you always, forever. See, at that moment, it was like it ripped from top to bottom. The Holy of Holies became not just in a place, but the Holy of Holies became everywhere. The Holy of Holies actually resides inside of us if we choose to follow Jesus. Isn't that amazing? There was no more separation. There was no need for a high priest because Jesus became our ultimate high priest. No need for ritual because we can actually come to the presence of God whenever we choose to. In fact, the presence of God when you're a follower of Jesus resides in you, so it is always with you. Anyone who accepts the grace and forgiveness of God can walk right into the very presence of God. And if you've never done that, we're going to give you that opportunity today. To actually say, I'm going to come and approach the very presence of God. And it's a very presence that won't ever leave you. And then Jesus went on, he said, and be sure of this, I am with you always to the end of the age. And always means, it actually means always. Not sometimes, not just when we're good, not just when we're nice, not just when we feel right, not just when we're hanging around the right people, but always. I've spoken to lots of people, and I still remember years ago a friend of mine sharing about how she felt when she'd actually decided she'd had an amazing salvation story. She found Jesus from a little bit of a broken background. And anyway, went on a journey and struggled a bit and then sort of went off and walked away from God for a time. And the thing that she actually reflected on is wherever she was, whatever she was doing, all sorts of stuff that she knew God wasn't calling her to do, but she just understood that the presence of God was there no matter what. And it was like, you can't walk away from that. See, if you have a real encounter with God, you can turn your back, you can run. But the fact that the Holy Spirit resides in you, He is always with you.
Yeah. Right.
No separation, no exemptions. Romans 8, 38, 39 says, I am convinced, and we're going to be preaching on this when we finish off Romans next week. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, neither angels or demons, neither fears for today or worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. There is no power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from God's love that is revealed in Christ Jesus. That's the promise. That's the reality. That is the Easter miracle. Always. He's always with you. His presence is with you always. And he said, yeah, I'm physically going to be with the Father. In other words, I won't be walking around in a physical body, but I am sending my spirit to be with you always. Always. It's not dependent on you being good. It's not dependent upon you doing enough right stuff. It is actually dependent upon you just saying, Lord Jesus, come and fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your presence because I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you've died for me and I believe that you've got the power to forgive me. And it's as simple as that. And his spirit goes with you always. In John 14, 16, he says, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He will be with you always. Nothing. No world wars. No current crazy situation that we're watching unfold at the moment can separate you from the love and the presence and the power of God. No genocides, no holocausts, no pandemics, no viruses, no power, no dictator, nothing from outer space, no evil or destructive presence, no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no curtain, no religious elitism. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Jesus is with us always. Right. And he said these words in the context of sharing about ultimate partnership. He said, okay, I have been given all power and all authority. You see, when I rose from the dead, when I walked out of that empty tomb, it was because there was a power mounting. And the powers of evil, somehow, even though they understood they could never actually come against Almighty God and win, but I think they entertained the idea. And they thought somehow we can probably control this, and they were. There was control of the zone that we live in, and Jesus actually rose from the grave, and that power and that authority was defeated. So he said, "There's nothing left. All authority has been given to me, and I carry the lot, and I am giving it to you." Isn't that amazing? It wasn't just like, oh, yeah, I'm powerful, look at me. That's the difference between the God that we serve. That is the difference between Jesus and the God of nearly every other religion. Is Jesus said, I have been given all authority and I want to share it and I want to give it freely to you. I don't need you to somehow make me look better. I don't need you to somehow make me look great. No, I understand that. I'm secure in that. And I want to share it with you. Some things to remember, I think, this Resurrection Sunday, about the fact that he is always and he's promised his presence with us all the time. Number one, his promise of his presence is complete. It's complete. You're not... One of the things that I think is... Sometimes in our Pentecostal world, we see spiritual elitists. In other words, people that feel like because I'm seeking after God and I'm more hungry for God than anybody else, and that's a good thing to be hungry for God. We need to be. And it's like, okay, I've got this work to do. Yeah, we've all got work to do, but his promise and his presence is complete. There is nothing that you can do or strive for to actually be more complete. Because when you come to Jesus, he does a complete healing on you and makes you complete in Jesus Christ. And the English adverb always, there's an expression as far as the New Testament goes that's really only found in this place. And it means the whole day. Not just it's out there somewhere, but every day as we live it. Always means every day as we live it. Always means the whole of every day. Not just when we're feeling good, not just when things are working out for us. His presence is there, did you know, when you're losing it with your kids. His presence is there when you've just done 7 days of COVID isolation in a tiny house with a whole lot of people. His presence is there. His presence is with you when you feel loneliness and isolation. His presence is with you as you contemplate your future. He will be with you always. His power and presence are there with you in this season and whatever comes in and through this season. Number two, I reckon this is really cool. His presence means privilege. We work with a great king, and Paul describes it in 1 Corinthians 3:9. He says, "For we are both God's workers and we are God's field. You are God's building." Isn't that amazing? That God is saying, "I'm going to work in you. I'm going to work through you. I'm going to work with you. You're going to work with me." And Jesus promised, "I will be with you always." That means that we work together with him. We work for him. But more than that, we work with Jesus. Sometimes you might have anybody had a terrible job that they hated? You don't have to give me hands. Most people have had that bits of that somewhere. Even the dream job has bad days and bits that are not so great. But maybe that job's okay because you work with some really good people. You know, the job can feel ratty, but you work with good people, and it's like that makes all the difference. And you actually turn up. Hey, on your worst day. And on your best day, let's remember, you work with Jesus. We work with Jesus. We work with the absolute best. Number three, his presence means protection. We are never out of the sight of his presence and his authority, or even his supervision for that matter. Have you ever been given, perhaps you, those of you who have been in the workplace for a long time, maybe you've been given an assignment, you know, by a boss, and it's a big contract, and then all of a sudden they're uncontactable. And it's like sink or swim, no support, no feedback, no resource, just get it done. That's not Jesus. Jesus says, "I am with you always. And my power and my authority, they are here for you and they reside in you. And I am with you no matter what goes on. I'm not disappearing. I'm not going to be too busy to pick up the phone. I am with you always." And number four, he is with us always. That means his presence means power. And I want to pray into this in a minute. You see, as we fulfill this great command, we work in his name. And Jesus said, "You will do greater things than me in my name." Isn't that amazing? You see, most of the gods, most dictators, most people who carry ultimate authority, They're happy for people to do all right, but they don't want to be usurped. They don't want someone to do better than them. But Jesus said, you will do greater than what I have done. And we saw that. We saw that in the early church. All of a sudden, the miracles that actually happened through the disciples and across the church all of a sudden multiplied and went much further than what Jesus had ever done. I mean, we hear, you know, Jesus fed the 3,000 and the 5,000 and however many other people were around that, and he reached them. But we don't know what happened in those people afterwards. We just know that they listened to the word. But the first day that Peter gets up and delivers a message of the gospel in front of a lot of people, 3,000 people came to Jesus in that moment. Wow. Jesus said, you will do greater. And the power of God is here this morning. And I just believe that we've got to actually see some breakthrough. Yeah. That there's the empty grave means it's empty. It means it's not containing us. It means it's not controlling us. It means it's not holding us in that place. And maybe you're online this morning. And I'm just getting a sense that there's some people here that actually really, really need to feel and experience the presence of God in a tangible way. And I believe there's a sense of God wanting to bring some healing this morning. If you know that you need healing, or you're standing even for somebody else that needs healing, why don't you just stand up right now? Just stand up wherever you are in this place. And we're gonna pray and we're gonna believe for that right now. See, Jesus said, by my stripes you are healed. He took the pain, he took the punishment, he took that, and then everything that could be thrown at him, the empty grave couldn't contain it. I'm just wondering, actually, Dan and Joey, just come and join us. Ben and Jessica can come in a minute, but just come and join us. I want you to start to lead. I want you to start to pray. You can pray, but I want you to start to play. And we're just going to leave a little bit of time. I think there's a sense of the Holy Spirit wanting to visit people in this moment on Resurrection Sunday. Because the things that you are carrying that feel like they've got power over you, right now he's wanting to show you that it is alive. Jesus, as we stand here before you in your presence, we thank you that this moment's not about us. This moment's not about how good or bad we are. This moment's not about what we've done. This moment is about you and your love and your grace and your power. And as people stand here right now, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you would just start to move across this place right now, where people feel like they're being contained by some sort of sickness, some sort of disease, something that is holding them back. We thank you that you can actually meet them in that place, that you can bring healing to that right now in Jesus' name. I pray for people right now that are standing here and feeling contained, perhaps through depression or some sort of other struggle, emotional or mental or whatever it is, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would meet them in that place right now. I pray in the name of Jesus that there would be light and there would be life that would come into these situations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we know that there is victory. I believe there are people joining us online right now. And I want you to engage with this moment and this situation, because the power of the resurrection means that no longer Jesus is with you always. No longer will you have to walk in that pain. No longer will you have to walk in that sorrow. No longer will you have to walk in that brokenness. No longer will you have to carry the pain of that relationship that fell to pieces. No longer, no longer, no longer. In the name of Jesus, you are bringing healing. You are bringing healing. You are bringing healing. You are bringing healing. Oh, Lord, we continue to pray for healing for Sav right now in Jesus' name. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Luca. Oh, I believe that there's a lie of the enemy that you don't believe it here, but you believe it in here. And there's a feeling like Luca will never be quite complete. Luca's been through stuff. Luca's broken. Now, Luca might always walk with a bit of a limp. In other words, you know, there'll be stuff that is where you've been and what you've carried. But in Jesus Christ, you are whole, mate. You are complete. You are healed. And you are not restricted. You are not contained. And there is a future for you. There is new life. There are new relationships. There is just so much new stuff that's waiting for you. And Jesus wants to use you in a powerful way. He wants to use you to reach people. I can actually see you. I can see you speaking life into people that are incredibly broken. I can see you sharing what he's done in you to people that you reach, because you've actually lived it and you've walked it, and you know what it's like to be made whole and complete on the inside, even through brokenness. I pray in Jesus' name that Luca right now would be able to receive that. Thank you that there's no place you can't reach. There's nothing that's too hard for you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hey, Matt, just come up. How sore are the ribs? No good, are they? Excellent. Excellent. There's a newness coming on you.
It's good.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this man will walk a whole lot lighter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he's even in his body right now as he walked through, and then you're bringing healing. Lord, I pray that he would not be contained by pain. And I'm just believing, you know, the pain of some of parts of your journey, that has been overcome, and it's not going to define you in any way, and it's actually made you stronger. But the power of God and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Ah, come on. Come on. because of what God's led you through, Matt, when people come around you with worries and concerns and stuff like that, I just know that you're going to speak, not sort of a confidence that you feel like you've got to conjure up. You're going to just speak confidently into them, and people are going to rise around you because of the peace and the light and the life that you carry. It's going to be in the workplace. It's going to be in ministry. It's going to be in your home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Feel him. Feel him right now. Feel him right now. Feel him right now. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. The power of the open grave. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jose and Delmas, you've got your family here this morning, haven't you? So you've got your two daughters and... And I also met, was it Justin or... Come up here, guys, I want to pray for you. His son's upstairs. What's his name?
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo, what a cool name. And Isabella. I just want to encourage you. I think there's something on you guys as a family. And there's a sense of healing. This healing that's been done amongst you guys. I don't know, you know, individual journeys, but I believe there's been a healing that's actually taken place in you and through you. But you're going to be used as vessels of restoration and healing in all sorts of different ways and different spaces. Yeah, I think Justin, I believe that there is actually a new level of confidence that the Spirit of God would want you to just to walk in. I believe even as we pray this morning and the journey you've been on, that you're starting to get an understanding of that. And you're going to walk in that and you know, he wants to do more than you've already imagined. There's an amazing verse in Ephesians where it says, you know, God will actually do more than we could actually hope for or even imagine. And he wants to go beyond with you, beyond what you've even thought of, beyond some of the things that you thought, oh, that'd be wild. And what's your name?
Josefa.
Josefa,
is that Josefa?
Josefa,
yes.
Alright, cool. I'm learning Spanish. Chris can speak it. But... Lord, we pray for Justin and Josefa. We thank you for them, and we thank you that right now, that you are actually... You're breaking down and you have actually taken the weight of things that would feel like they contain them, things that feel like they're outside of their control. Lord, I just get a sense where financially, you know, that there's almost something there that feels like it holds them in a place. I thank you that finances will never hold them back from your purposes. I thank you that you will go above and beyond. I thank you that you're going to use these guys as amazing vessels of your healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray for this, Lord. And what's your name?
Margarita.
Margarita. Thank you, Lord, for Margarita. And we thank you for Jose and Dilnus. And we thank you, Lord, that you want to use them individually, but you want to use them as a family. And I pray right now for a new sense of your confidence. Oh, Lord, I thank you that, as we've said this morning, that there is no power. There is no power in this world. There is no power below or above or anywhere else that can separate them from your love and your purposes. So, Lord, I just believe that you've got a real boldness inside you. you can actually go and speak truth in places that many other people are not going to get access to. And you're going to find yourself, I don't know where it is, I just see you're walking in corridors and spaces and places where other people mightn't actually be able to go, but you're going to find yourself being able to bring truth into those spaces and those places. You just keep your heart sweet and that humble spirit that you have, but allow that boldness that has been placed inside you to come out and flow out. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for these guys as a family. Thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is there somebody here this morning that really is struggling with a lot of pain right now? You know, that right now you're walking in a sense of pain. Do you want to stand with us, Haven? Lord, we just thank you right now that you want to bring healing. You're right here. Thank you, Lord, that the pain that she's feeling, that she's walking in, will not contain her. Holy Spirit, just right now, just as a mark of what you're doing in her life, we thank you that you're wanting to bring healing to her right now in Jesus' name. We pray that pain would, right now as we pray, would start to subside and it would start to go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fill her with your peace and your presence in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen. 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 I'll move on in a minute, but if there's another person here, I just feel there's not one more person that's feeling like I'm struggling with pain right now. If that's you, just stand up where you are and we'll pray for you. Marianne. You can come down, come on. Come on, come on. Lord, we thank you that the power of the resurrection, there is nothing in anybody's body that will not bow the knee to Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we just pray that you would just come on Marianne right now. I just pray that she would experience an amazing renewal, that you would renew her on the inside. She would feel renewal in her soul and in her spirit, and that would flow through her body right now in Jesus' name. And, you know, the pain that she feels right now, and we just pray for a healing from that. And we pray that she would not be, this would not limit her in any way, that she would actually walk through it and above it and overcome it, and she will have a testimony of the goodness and the grace of God in her situation and in her body and just in her whole realm and sphere in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, healing, healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Come and join me, team. I want to finish with the fact his presence is with us always means peace. Wow. Do we know that we have a world at the moment that needs to experience the peace of God? The reason that we're here, the The reason that 2,000 years after the resurrection of Jesus, the reason that the Church of Jesus Christ is here is that we're called to dispense His peace. And I think actually the trickier things get, the more we realise the calling, the more that we actually bring peace to an incredibly broken world. The more people start to experience peace. The church belongs to Jesus always, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. His church, His work, His worry. He carries our worries. And some of Jesus' last words to His disciples: and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And I don't think necessarily the end of the age just meant some catastrophic blow up at the end. It perhaps covers that, but it means I will be with you always to the end of your next season, to the end of your time on this earth, on this realm, to the end of your current crisis, to the end of whatever you're walking through at the moment. I will be with you always to the end, and the presence of God, the power of the resurrection, means peace. And I believe, what are people going to be attracted to more and more in these days than a sense of peace? A sense of being unrattled when everything else is rattling. And as we finish this morning, if you know that you are not experiencing peace at the moment, I want to give you that opportunity. If you've never said to Jesus, I'm prepared to take a risk on you, I'm prepared to ask you to come and meet me where I'm at, come and meet me in my questions, come and meet me in the uncertainty, come and meet me in the stuff that I haven't quite worked out yet, come and meet me in that place. And His promise is that He will meet you there, and you can actually experience His peace. What's our part in that? Our part is to actually say, Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I believe that this whole Easter story thing is more than a myth. It's actually the God of the universe came and subjected Himself to the worst that people could throw at Him. And He died, and He carried the weight for that, and He did it for me. This is the personal bit. He did it for me. He did it for my stuff. And say, Lord, forgive me for my stuff. You give it to Him, He gives you His Spirit, He gives you His peace, He gives you future, He gives you authority, He gives you purpose, He gives you security. Pretty good trade, isn't it? And so we bow our heads, close our eyes just for a minute. I just want a moment of privacy. If there's anybody here this morning and you know that you haven't got that peace of God residing inside you, I would like to give you that opportunity right now. If you're online, please send us a message. Don't just think I'll talk to somebody later. Respond in the moment, because you know what? There is an enemy out there who wants to confuse you. But we're here together in a position, a place of faith and expectation. And if you've never said yes to Jesus, why don't you just give me a wave? And I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and we're going to all pray together. It's not about being religious. It's not about having all the answers. It's not even about choosing to be part of a church. It's actually choosing to respond to Jesus. If that's you, just give me a wave. Say, hey, that's me, Dave. I'd like to do that this morning. If you're online, just send us a message. Is there anybody that needs to do that? Or maybe there are people here this morning, you've done that at one point, but you're feeling a bit unsure right now, and you just need to say, Jesus, I need to make sure. I need to freshly respond to you. If that's you, just give me a wave. Say, hey, Dave, that's me. I need to do that. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're the Son of God. I thank you that you died for me. I thank you that death could not contain you. I thank you that you rose from the dead. Right now, I ask that you would forgive me. Come and fill me with your presence and your peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome, awesome. If you gave us a wave or you responded online, we will be in touch with you because we want to pray for you, encourage you on the journey you're in. Even if you didn't give us a wave, come and talk to someone. Talk to me, talk to Pastor Alex or Elizabeth or Chris. Just let us know what you've done because we want to encourage you in that. Lizzie, can you just come and tell us what's happening in church, and then the team will lead us out. If you're online, we are going to release you. You can go and get on with your Easter, but remember, Jesus is with you always. No matter what this day holds, no matter what tomorrow holds, he is with you always.
Thanks, Pastor Dave. Give him a hand.